in store or call or book online, we can apply it for you. At Spruce It Up Garden Center, we always have everything you need and more for the best plants, trees, flowers, landscape supply, and the greenest grass on the block. Spruce it up, green it up, prune it up. We got you covered.
Kick off the season with Stampeder's VIP Night Out. Keep it on QR Calgary to win red zone seats for you and three friends for the June 7th home opener against the Ticats. Plus pregame on the west sidelines and VIP entry to Stamp's house for an amazing meal before the game. You'll even hang out with Sarah and Andy. Listen for the VIP night code word at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then enter it at QRCalgary.com. Win a Stamp's VIP Night Out from your Stampeder station, QR Calgary.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Thomas Dias. It's 23 degrees at 3 o'clock. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his first priority when Parliament starts up this week will be on affordability measures, such as a tax cut he promised during the recent election campaign. Carney gave a speech intended to rally his Liberal caucus this afternoon that laid out his governing agenda for the reopening of Parliament. He promises it will be one of the busiest returns to Parliament ever.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States and build, and there's a lot of ands in what I'm about to say, and build the strongest economy that works for everyone. Canadians also want their life to become more affordable. They want their communities safer.
Carney says he will immediately introduce legislation to fast-track infrastructure projects deemed to be in the national interest and eliminate all federal barriers to internal trade. Pierre Poilievre is signaling that the Liberals might have some conservative support when it comes to resolving Canada's trade war with the U.S. The conservative leader met with his caucus today, saying he's willing to cooperate with the Liberals when it comes to reestablishing Canada's sovereignty and economic independence.
I've already told the Prime Minister that we are happy to cooperate any way we can to bring about an end to this unnecessary dispute and restore not just our sovereignty, but also tariff-free access to the most successful international trading arrangement in the world.
Poilievre is also accusing Prime Minister Mark Carney of putting his elbows down, though, after tough talk around counter-tariffs during the election campaign. And in international news, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Russia and Ukraine completed another prisoner swap today, hours after Moscow launched another major aerial assault.
A rare moment of cooperation between Russia and Ukraine. As the third and final prisoner exchange that began Friday ended Sunday. In all, each country exchanged 1,000 prisoners, many of them soldiers, hours earlier. Ukraine's capital and other regions came under a massive Russian drone and missile attack that killed at least 12 people and injured dozens. Ukrainian officials said the attack hit more than 30 cities and villages, describing it as the largest aerial assault since Russia's full-scale invasion in February of 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
In sports, the Edmonton Oilers are going back at it with the Dallas Stars, this time at Rogers Place in Edmonton, with the NHL West Final tied at a game apiece. And the Oilers were up 3-1 late in the second period. In men's soccer, the Cavalry FC are set to host Winnipeg's Valor FC at ATCO Field. On the women's side of things, the Calgary Wild played Vancouver to a 1-1 draw yesterday. In Canadian elite basketball, the 2-1 Calgary Surge are playing their season home opener today at the Winsport Event Center against the 1-1 Winnipeg Sea Bears in the second half of a home-and-home series. The Surge are looking for back-to-back wins over the Sea Bears after coming out on top 98-86 in Winnipeg on Friday. When it comes to the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks will try to avoid falling behind 3-0 when they face the Pacers tonight in Game 3 of the East Finals. That has now shifted to Indianapolis. And the Toronto Blue Jays had no answers for the Rays in Tampa Bay, suffering a 13-0 loss in the finale of a 3-game sweep. Global News Sky Tracker weather, a clear sky overnight with a low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow starts off sunny with a risk of late day showers and thunderstorms and a high of 26. Sunny and 26 Tuesday. It's 23 degrees. Breaking news when it happens. Your next scheduled newscast at 3:30. I'm Thomas Dias.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
We're taking on the biggest headlines with the best talk show hosts in Canada. This is Crosstalk.
Yes, this is Crosstalk. I am Shay Gannam in Alberta, joined today by Alex Pearson in Ontario and Robin Gill joining us from British Columbia. Ooh. We get together every week, as you heard, with the best talk show hosts in Canada. We talk about the stories that have been making news across this country and in our own specific markets and see how it's resonating, what's going on, what people are talking about, and how it's connecting with different people in different parts of the country. We've got a pretty busy show coming up today, a bunch of big things to get to. We'll start with the latest labor trouble affecting Canada Post. We saw this one coming. If you remember back before Christmas, the government stepped in and brought them back to work and said, we'll have a report done and that'll come out May 15th. Anyway, we kicked it down the road for 6 months. We always kicked this down the road. Now here we are. We've caught up to the can. And the question now is what happened? So strike deadline, come, gone. We don't have a full-blown strike. What we have right now is a refusal to work overtime.
We're working to rule now. I feel like it's Groundhog Day with this.
It is. It is, Robin. You're absolutely right. Let's listen to Stephen Gale. He's with CUPW telling us why they decided not to walk out. This is Stephen Gale.
We need to do something under the Canada Labor Code to maintain our right to strike. We have to have some sort of strike activity. We didn't want to disrupt the public any more than necessary. Felt the overtime ban is the least disruptive strike activity we can do. It allows us to continue negotiating. It keeps the mail moving and doesn't adversely affect our members either.
Yeah, I think that last sentence is the most important sentence. I don't think we want to put our people out on strike for a really, really long time. This is
because they can't afford to go on strike. That's the reality.
That's the thing, Robin. What are you hearing? To me, it's not about wages and hours. This is about the future of Canada Post, isn't it?
Listen, this Crown Corporation needed to be restructured years ago. They initiated this report and said, oh, you know what, we should go into package delivery and, you know, we should like just maybe keep some of our rural service. You needed a report to do that? It was right there. So both the union and the executives at Canada Post are delusional about keeping Canada Post like it's been for a million years.
Yeah, I mean, Alex,
not to mention all Crown Corps
change, right?
But they all do, though. I mean, Crown Corps are set up to not be accountable to anyone, not to compete with anyone,
and
not
be profitable.
Make money. I mean, they are a drag on all of us, right? And so you get like Canada Post. Robin's right. We've had warnings from back when Stephen Harper was trying to deal with it. You know. It's needed a refresh for over a decade. I love how they're worried about not displacing or disjointing any of their own members. But what if you're a business in this country, right? Like, this is the second time they've had to go through this. And if you're, like, who's putting a letter in the mail right now or buying or sending a parcel to maybe have them go on strike or not? I mean, the businesses are going to move away. So they should. They need someone. They need a reliable partner. But again, either go on strike or don't. But this halfway crap is so ridiculous. It's so self-serving for no one.
And can I say the part-time issue is the stumbling block here?
Ridiculous.
Why wouldn't you have part-time workers? What about students who are looking for work? Students are struggling to find jobs right now. This would be perfect work for them working on the weekends. Don't you want to support the next generation?
I agree. Ridiculous. Anything that we're doing, I mean, here's the bottom line for me is what you've been doing has to stop. Like, I'm fortunate enough to have day to day, every single day, a mailman walks up to my front door and puts junk in my mailbox. There is literally nothing that comes to my mailbox that I care about other than my Canadian Tire flyer. Stop doing that. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. There are people and there are businesses. And we talked with the Canadian Federation of Independent Business on the air this week that said, you know, there are businesses. We lost $1 billion back before Christmas. Mm-hmm. It won't be that bad this time in the same amount of time because, well, nobody cares about Canada Post when it isn't Christmas. I shouldn't say nobody. That's the point. There are people. So focus on that. Focus on the people that still rely on this service every day. And people like me, I'll walk to a Super Box if there's some reason for me to. And you know what? There will be no reason for me to. If they want to continue insisting they're going to do things the way they have, you can't. And I think the Crown Corporation is there saying we can't. We lose $1 billion a year, for God's sake. Something has to change. The problem, though, is the union doesn't want to let go of that. And I think the union is on this one, Alex, to me, the union's completely out to lunch. And nobody that's called my show says, yeah, the union's got a point here. Nobody, not one.
Well, I think the unions have been out of touch for a while. I mean, look, they kicked off the summer of discontent, and every single union went out on strike notice, whatever. We've had so much labor disruption that we have one of the worst reputations around the world for reliability, right? And so, again, you have this strike, the Canada Post, then you had the LCBO strike in Ontario, which, again, people were asking, what the hell are you doing? Read the room. People are losing jobs. Now we're in a situation where we're in a recession or heading to recession, and we have 70,000 people who've lost their jobs, and economists now saying 100,000 more will lose their jobs in the coming months, and you're going to go out because you didn't get more than a 13.5% raise? Are you joking? Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you had a 13.5% raise, Alex?
Right? When was the last time I had a defined pension, Gil? When did I get someone paying for my hand washing? Oh, and lunch? Wouldn't you guys love it if they bought us lunch?
Oh, my gosh, lunch.
Maybe Chorus will buy us lunch.
The three of us have probably never had lunch in our careers. We don't even know what lunch is.
Lucky if I pick it off the floor and had a chance to eat it.
Listen, the reality is that everybody gets their bills online, except obviously if you're older and for seniors. We do have to have a portion of it remain intact. But, you know, private companies can pick it up. And you know what? You could probably get a job with one of the private companies should they pick up the slack. Listen, the Canada Post needs a revamp. Stop hiring consultants to do some reports. Just pull the Band-Aid off.
Do it. You're absolutely right, Robin. If we're going to continue to kick this down the road, it just causes more unrest, more problems, and it just continues to get worse. So, good conversation about Canada Post. When we come back, we're going to squeeze in our first break. When we come back, we got a bigger problem, I think, for a lot of people in this country, and that is, how do we handle the protest culture that has emerged lately? Most specifically, it's dealing with the situation in Gaza, and it's gotten completely out of hand in a number of circumstances. Here in Alberta, we don't see it to the same extent we do in other parts of the country, but they're taking steps to try and, I guess, protect people and protect rights. It's not an easy conversation. We'll have it when we come back right after this.
We've all heard the message, it's better here. But when it comes to healthcare, is it really? Long wait times are forcing Albertans to wait days, even months, for the care they need. But it doesn't have to be this way. It could be better here. Albertans deserve timely, high-quality care. Together, we can make it better here. Visit neednurses.ca. That address again, neednurses.ca. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
It's a hole-in-one event that you don't want to miss. The 9th Annual Global Fest Golf Classic returns Monday, June 23rd at Muirfield Lakes Golf Course. Your registration includes 18 holes with cart, contest holes with prizes, multiple food and beverage holes. Then wrap up this amazing day with a post-tournament reception buffet with live and silent auctions. Proceeds raised from this tournament go into supporting the many community and youth outreach programs that Global Fest undertakes year-round. For more information, visit globalfest.ca.
Spiders on your patio furniture can be creepy and annoying, and an eyesore when they're on the side of your house. You need BuzzBoss Home Pest Defense. With easy online booking, your property will be spider-free in no time.
Take back your yard. BuzzBoss Home Pest Defense. Online at BuzzBoss.com.
When it comes to moving, time and money are everything. Packwell Moving Supplies offers flat rate rentals, taking away the pressure of deadlines, unexpected fees, and high prices. Properly protect your belongings with the moving supplies you need. From the best boxes to pro-grade moving blankets at unbeatable prices, you'll pack faster, save more, and move with confidence. And have it all delivered, saving you an extra trip. Visit packwell.ca today for a better moving experience. Packwell. Packing made simple, moving made easy.
So, you're planning a vacation.
Did I get a window seat?
Does the hotel have a pool?
Is the rental car big enough?
It can feel like a lot. But don't worry, your local Kira's Pharmacy is here to help. And while we can't get you a better hotel rate, we can make sure everyone in your family is prepared and protected with a travel consultation. Our Kira's Pharmacists will ensure you have all vaccines and medications needed for a safe trip. C-U-R-I-S. Kira's. A pharmacy like no other. Visit KirasPharmacy.ca.
Calgary Health Foundation Home Lottery Mountain Edition. It's more than just a ticket. This is your ticket to Alberta's Mountain Playground, featuring the $2.7 million grand prize Canmore Villa in Spring Creek. Imagine weekend escapes or full-time life in your own luxury Rocky Mountain Villa located in the heart of Canmore. Your very own picture-perfect escape plus $50,000. Vacation, move in, rent, or sell it. You'll have the freedom to choose. CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com.
100 years of Chrysler in Canada, and we've been around for over 30 of them. It's time for employee pricing at High Rivers Country Chrysler. You pay what we pay for the month of May. Visit High Rivers Country Chrysler or CountryChrysler.com before the deals drive off.
Getting a good start in the morning is essential to a great day. The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz.
You get kids hooked on Sesame Street, and it happens to be on Netflix. And as they get older, they're still on Netflix. This is a slam dunk, I think, because as a kid, if you have children particularly, PBS is great, and I appreciate what they do down in the States. But it's portable. You can bring Sesame Street with you anywhere now. And as a parent, I like this move.
The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on QR Calgary 770.
We're taking on the biggest headlines with the best talk show hosts in Canada. This is Crosstalk.
We'll switch gears here and move to a conversation that, just based on the perspective that I see here in Alberta, it's certainly an ongoing concern here, but not to the same level as some other places, I think. And I'm talking about protests on either side of the current violence that's roiling in the Middle East, and we're well aware of this. It's been going on for a year and a half now, and there have been protests on the pro-Palestinian side and the pro-Israeli side here in Alberta. Protests, demonstrations, convoys, you see them all the time, but it's never gotten to the point where I think there has needed to be police intervention. There's been that sort of things, but that's not the same as we've seen in some other parts of the country, specifically in Toronto, where city council actually decided to make some new rules, that sort of things, but that's not the same as we've seen in some other parts of the country, specifically in Toronto, where city council actually decided to make some new rules around this because of concerns there. Alex, what's going on? Bubble zones was the decision, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, don't use Toronto Council as an example of leadership, because they've been woefully ridiculous on this whole issue. They had to be, pushed kicking and screaming to bring in the basics of what really we shouldn't need in this country, but because for the last 19 months we've been dealing with what we've been dealing with, and the reason Alberta's not dealing with it is because your police did crack down on this stuff right away. But we've gotten into this point where we have now normalized these protests, and some are legitimate, but most of them are not. Most of them are these hate rallies where they are targeting, they are harassing, they are intimidating Jewish people. They are going into their communities. They are going to the schools. They are going to the schools. We've had firebombing. We've had all sorts of things. And the police don't do anything. And Olivia Chow does not want to go against her base because they're very much, on this side. But what they're doing is putting in a barrier of 50 meters. They were going to do 20 meters, but that didn't work. We're talking the span of like a street, where you can't go and scream and threaten and do what you're doing at any place of worship, right? And unfortunately, we shouldn't need these things. But people, for some reason, think freedom of speech means you can say whatever the hell you want and do whatever you want. And it's the very same people who are crying about charter rights being breached, but they had no problem when abortion clinics had these barriers put around them, right? The reality is, you have a right to protest in this country, and you have a right to freedom of speech. That does not mean they don't come without consequences, and there has to be a reasonableness, and we've allowed this crap to normalize, spread its cancerous tentacles across this country, and it's gone on too far. We have a walk in Toronto this weekend on Sunday. It's the annual walk for Israel. It's the 56th year, and they're expecting over 50,000 people, and Toronto police had to come out today to say, look, we know people are going to try to go and cause problems.
Yeah.
Well, you should have stopped this stuff out 2 years ago, a year ago, but you let it go. Vancouver the same, Montreal the same.
So they've said the bubble zone at work, places of worship, daycare, schools in the city. We had to do a similar thing here around hospitals back during the COVID thing. And you're right. I mean, we shouldn't have to, but it was it controversial? I mean, this seems like a no-brainer. If somebody wants to go to the synagogue or to school, that's not the place to have a protest.
Here's where not to have a protest, a daycare, a place of worship, a hospital where people with disabilities live. Like, these people are disgusting. Some of the things they say are disgusting, okay? Mm-hmm. You can go yell and show. No one's saying you can't do it. You just got to do it from 50 feet away. So you know what? Yell louder. But there's got to be a reasonableness, because our charter is being twisted into something it's not meant to. You don't have the charter right to threaten people. You don't have a charter right to walk around and intimidate them. And you don't have a charter right in this country to promote terror, which a lot of times is happening at these things.
What's the situation in BC, Robin? I know there's been protests. It doesn't seem it's gone to the same extent there either, has it?
No, I will say, I mean, there have been massive protests from time to time, and it obviously depends on the news cycle and what's happening. But I will suggest to you that bubble zones do not work for the people who want to cause damage. They do not work for people who want to commit a violent act, and they do not work for people who may be mentally ill. And that was the situation we had with the Lapu Lapu tragedy. Obviously, this is a much more complicated situation. It does not involve politics, and it really is sad on all levels. Like, there's no answer for the scenario that we encountered, except we had a situation where there was a breakdown in the healthcare system helping somebody with a mental health situation.
But I don't put that in the same category.
Nonetheless, it's not the same category. Exactly. But my point is that if you have somebody who is upset or angry or deranged and they want to cause violence, that bubble zone is not going to work.
I think you're right, but here's what the difference, though, Robin, and I think with what the police in Toronto have done is they've made a situation where we don't have to wait for you to commit violence. We don't have to. If you get in these people's face within this 50-meter bubble zone, we can now stop you. We can arrest you, and we can give you a fine and force you to leave. And if you don't, it's a $5,000 ticket. So I think it makes a lot of sense in terms of saying, okay, there are going to be people that come down and want to cause trouble. We're not even going to let it get started. If you impinge on this,
so let me ask you, are they scheduling their protests and then the cops are going to be there for that protest? Is that how it's going to work?
Anything.
But that's my whole point. That's exactly it.
No, but the thing is, what they're doing is they'll stand by a synagogue, and while Jewish people are going into the facility, which are always under, armed guard, they'll be saying stuff like, go back to your home, go back to Europe, you don't belong here. You know what? You don't have the right to go into someone's, neighborhood and scream and shout at them. You don't have the right to do that in this country. And for whatever reason, politicians at every level in this country have done nothing. They've allowed it to normalize, and now it's a thing. I know that no one's ever going to stop an attack. But, I mean, even our Global's Stuart Bell had a really, alarming report that they believe lone wolves will be taking action. I mean, we saw what happened in Washington on Wednesday night. These things are happening because we have no leadership in this country, which has allowed anti-Semitism and the hate to spew to levels that we've never seen.
Let me also remind you that there was an attack on the mosques in Quebec, and that was also a lone person.
Hold on, but you got to let me finish, because it's not just the Jews. It doesn't stop at that.
Exactly.
It continues to fester. So if we don't actually deal with this now, it starts with the Jews and it doesn't end there. So I don't know what those in charge are waiting for, because they're creating such a dangerous, dangerous climate.
But the thing is, Alice, I think this makes sense. It's a good step, because now you're not waiting for that to happen, right? I mean, it's ridiculous that to yell at people going to a Jewish place of worship like they're in some way responsible for what's going on in Israel is absurd, right? It's the same thing if you're going to yell at people going to the mosque. You've lost the plot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fair to protest what's going on and to protest the Israeli government. But have police now given themselves a tool, or Toronto City Council given them a tool where they will step in and they will say, hey, listen, if you show up on the sidewalk outside of the synagogue, we're cracking down?
No, I don't believe they'll do anything. We have hate laws on the books, and they're not being used. That's the thing. Is we've had hate
it's
laws
very
on the books
it's
all
very
along,
rare
and they
to prosecute
use
on hate crimes.
It is
very
rare.
But the laws are there. So when people are chanting Intifada, global Intifada, and these river to the sea, guess what? Those are not benign statements. So they can choose to do something, or they can choose not to do something. But there's a very big problem in this country with the kinds of extremism that we're seeing, and it's not being addressed. And so it's not like the warning signs haven't been there.
Alex, are you worried that there's just something that's going to explode, that there is going to be somebody who, attacks your kid who goes to, a particular school? I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but that's what you're worried about. You're worried that it's just going to explode one day.
Well, it has happened in the sense that we've had children's schools shot at in the city of Toronto. We've had kids who get rocks thrown at them. We've had bomb threats. We have in Quebec, we've had Molotov cocktails. We've had lots of incidents of violence. We've got kids getting beaten up yesterday at a track meet who were Jewish, right? Like, it's happening all the time. So if you're Jewish, you're not waiting for people to protect you or defend you. And again, I don't put my kid in certain situations. I don't. And when I go to the shul, I know that there's going to be guards there. But I shouldn't have to live in this country in fear like that, right? Like, that's not something anybody, if diversity is our strength, this is how, you shouldn't have to send your kids to school with police guards out front. So it is, the we don't want to get it to the point where we're actually saying, oh, I wish we had done something. You've had 19 right. months to do something.
Yep.
Can we leave that stuff over there?
Can we talk a little bit about
the good stuff here?
Can we talk a little bit about what happened in D.C.? Is horrific. That is blatantly a hate crime, targeting this young couple.
It's terror.
That was terrible. But again, it's not the this couple is not to blame for what is happening in the Middle East.
No, exactly.
You know, taking politics from a region and bringing it into Canada. Yeah, I agree. We should have debates. We should have protests, but we should not be directing violence at people like this.
Well, I think, Ron, part of the problem is we conflate, and it doesn't happen with other countries, right? We can freely go and protest the Iranian government and then the regime in Iran, and we do, and we talk about it all the time, or Saudi Arabia, you pick it, you pick your Muslim country, and that doesn't mean we're attacking Muslims, right? But if we're critical of Israel, not everybody, and I work really hard to try and draw the line when I'm on the air saying, listen, if I'm critical of Benjamin Netanyahu and the things that are happening in Gaza, that doesn't mean I got anything against any Jewish people.
You're criticizing politics and a policy.
But we conflate those two in this instance time and time and time again. It means, oh, you're a Jewish person, then you're in favor. No, that's not the way it works.
Listen,
there's a lot of people and Jews who don't like Netanyahu, right?
I'm going to tell you something.
People who are angry. And so there's a lot
exactly.
of people that the conflation of this conflation of we're responsible for the decision they make. And again, it's a very complicated issue. Some of it, in fact, a lot of it has been misreported, where we get these knee-jerk reports and misreporting, like 14,000 children are going to die, and that wasn't true. It was retracted. But every time a minister or a politician puts out erroneous information, it puts the Jewish communities here in this country in danger, because it's boiling up these groups. And we know that some of them are being funded by some very nefarious characters from the Iranian regimes, Hamas, and we know that they pour money into these things. So there's got to be some responsibility. There's got to be some leadership. But truly, if hate has no place here, it sure doesn't look like it from this side.
What can politicians do about it?
Not play politics with it.
In the grand scheme of things, they can't do anything about it.
They don't have, but the bottom line is, but they can't play politics off of it, right? And they need to say, save your words. If there are people being, throwing Molotov cocktails thrown at their schools, do something, charge them. You've got to set a deterrent and show that if diversity is our strength, this is why, and this is how we do it. Because there are countries that are not allowing this kind of crap to happen, and they're stopping it. But in North America, we just, everyone's, go ahead, protest, chant, do your thing. And we've really normalized, I think, a lot of threats against Western nations.
Yeah, there's a big difference between protest and threats and intimidation and hate speech, and it's pretty clear. And as you say, Alex, the laws are already there. Just enforce them. If you go over, I always say, if you're having a peaceful protest, go ahead, continue. Once you cross the line, and now you're a criminal, and we have laws that can deal with that, but we don't act on it. So,
and who are you winning over at this point?
Well, that's exactly it, right? You're not helping. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Okay, we got to squeeze in a break here. When we come back, we're going to switch gears and talk about, are we done with EVs in this country? I mean, this is another one of those things that I think the federal government had good intentions, but it's like the carbon tax. You bungled it so badly, the appetite is gone. We will talk about electric vehicles when we come back with Crosstalk. Shea Ganim in Alberta, joined by Alex Pearson in Ontario and Robin Gill in BC. We're back right after this.
At the doorstep of West Calgary and the Weasel Head Park, a vibrant new community is taking shape. A village for all, where shopping, dining, and entertainment are part of everyday life. With seamless access to over 500 acres of parkland, wetlands, and off-leash dog parks. See our new home options at the Sales and Marketing Center, now open. Welcome to Wondrous. Visit experiencetozaapark.com to learn more.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays. Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Proudly supporting our community and the Stampeders since 1946.
Navigating wealth can be complex. Here's Sherry McMillan on how to structure it wisely for the long term.
From trusts to family corporations, the right structures create stability and minimize tax. At McMillan Estate Planning, we tailor these tools to protect and preserve your estate across generations. It's not just about control, it's about confidence.
RSVP for McMillan Estate Planning's complimentary virtual seminar on Thursday, May 29th at McMillanEstate.com.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Tangerine, official launch partner of Home Network.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Prime Minister Mark Carney is promising one of the busiest returns of Parliament in Canadian history. That's even though the minority parliament is only scheduled to sit for a month before it goes on a pre-scheduled summer break until summer. Meanwhile, the Conservatives say they will cooperate with Liberals to end the U.S. trade dispute once Parliament resumes tomorrow. That's according to Pierre Poilievre, who made the comments as he met with the Conservative caucus, laying out the Conservatives' priorities for the spring season. Parliament returns on Monday to elect a new speaker for the House of Commons, followed by a throne speech on Tuesday to be delivered by King Charles III. A 35-year-old man has been charged with the alleged murder of a missing woman whose body may have ended up in an Ottawa landfill. Local police say the man from Ottawa faces charges of second-degree murder and indignity to a dead body. And Canadian teen Victoria Amboko has earned her first career Grand Slam victory. From the Canadian Press, I'm Naira Ahmed.
We're taking on the biggest headlines with the best talk show hosts in Canada. This is Crosstalk.
This is Crosstalk. Shay Ganim in Alberta today. And joining me, we have Robin Gill, who is coming from British Columbia, and Alex Pearson, who is in Ontario today. And we're going to switch gears and talk about electric vehicles and the future of them in Canada. And I think this is something that you've really got to look back and kind of marvel at how badly this has gone. We have seen story after story after story lately of, some big manufacturers. Again, this is in Ontario saying, yeah, you know what, we might not do that. Honda, Stellantis, all of them coming up and saying, you know what, we're going to move away from this whole EV strategy. It is a huge mess. I have seen some reporting that Ottawa is still going to cling to the EV incentive program, actually bring that back, doubling down on something that I think most Canadians look at. I mean, the sales of these vehicles have collapsed. I'll just give you the perspective from here in Alberta. I got a friend that runs an automotive dealership, and we were talking about it, and they had a bunch of electric vehicles that nobody wanted. Literally nobody wanted in Alberta. So they shipped them out. I think they ended up in Quebec, and they might have gone to BC too, Robin, because here in Alberta, it's a real tough sell. Not to say there's none. There are some, but it's not going well. I mean, do we really get to a situation where Ottawa will continue to try and push this down the road, Alex? I mean, surely they can see that this is
of course they will.
Failed.
Of course they will. Are you kidding? No. Are you kidding? Oh, my God. Melanie Jolie on CBC on Sunday, you know, talking about the EVs things. She's talking about superpower. And, you know, Donald Trump will do his gasoline cars and we could become superpowers. Like, with what? Green energy? No, thanks. Like, what the hell's going on? Look, they decided, Doug Ford and Trudeau, they had to go all in. We had to corner the market. They dumped billions upon billions in corporate welfare to these international companies. They never get security, you know, insurances that these, you know, taxpayers won't have to pick up the dime. And here we go. What do you know? You got Honda saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to just pause production. Stellantis yesterday saying, yeah, we're going to pause, another shift. And we've got all these companies. And then the politicians coming out going, no, don't worry. They're just pausing. And I'm like, yeah, but they're building a place in Detroit. I'm like, they are so desperate to make this EV thing work, because if it doesn't, then of course they're going to look like the fools we thought they might. But they have done nothing on infrastructure. They've done nothing to move ahead and say, this is why we should do it. And so, yeah, well, as soon as Trump signaled that he was ending the EV mandates, that was it. It was done. And the thought, it's not going to happen. And dealerships need to make decisions about what cars to bring in. But the only ones not reading the room on this one are the liberals.
Okay, I want to make a few points on this. First of all, Stellantis paused Dodge Charger.
Give us the points.
No, let's talk about Dodge Charger here. It's not a car that sells well as an electric car because it's a two-door. They're looking at it because it sucks. It's not a car they're going to sell.
It's ugly?
It's ugly. That's exactly what this is all about. They know they can't sell this car, so they are going to use this tariff war as an excuse to put a pause on it, because they did say they weren't cutting staff at all with regards to this. Secondly, let's talk about BC. It has an EV rebate. It had, I should say, a rebate. Program.
Right, yes, yeah.
And they paused it this month, but it was it's in response to Elon Musk, because we were selling Teslas like crazy here, and he's like, the premier here is like, I am giving a rebate on to Elon Musk basically. And he's like, so we're going to stop this program. So it was very political. We should also add that Tesla sales, resales, if you're selling it secondhand, are up like 30%.
BC loves them.
And you have to also remember something. Our climate is more conducive
to
electric cars. We have a very moderate climate. So as a result, it is more conducive. And they're like everywhere. If you look around Vancouver right now, you see Teslas everywhere. And everyone loves their electric car.
Yeah.
And there are cheaper versions of these cars as well. So it is fairly predominant here. And they have a lot of charging stations around here. Plus, there are incentives. At Global News, for example, had incentives to put in charging stations. And I can tell you that when I worked at Global News, people started buying Teslas.
Really?
Is that
yeah.
really? Wow,
yeah, because,
well there.
Because they were plugging,
what shop are you working
because
at?
They were plugging in their cars there.
See, here in Alberta,
not
it's just...
Ontario, Gil.
That's the thing, like in Alberta, and you know what, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed, like my sister lives in Vancouver and she's got an electric car, she loves it, but you know what, it doesn't get cold where the battery gets affected. And the other thing is, you know, in Alberta, people, it doesn't work in so many different ways. Now, for some people it does, you know, if you run into work and back every day and that's it, that's fine. But I remember I was talking and looking at one or something, and the range on it meant I couldn't go and visit my parents out at the lake and drive back kind of a thing without finding a charger along the way sort of thing. So
that's just that we have those problems too. Like if you're heading up to Whistler from Vancouver,
there's
one charging station that's sort of halfway there, and have to charge. But in the winter, you don't see a lot of Teslas on the road up to Whistler.
Yeah, but if you want people to buy into this stuff, then you have to make it as easy as it can be. And for whatever reason, in this country, we continually stand in our way, right? It's like everyone wants EVs. We want to get everyone EVs, but we just don't build any infrastructure. And they don't really seem like they're in a rush to do it. So I think in a time right now where people are now reassessing everything, I just don't see how I think people will get there if they want to, but I do not see the EV mandates going. I think they're dead ever since Trump removed them.
You know, we had a caller on the show this morning where I'm coming from say, listen, we don't need this low-hanging fruit. We need that money reinvested in the basics, like health care, like education, like security for this country. And that's a really good point. I thought that was a really good point by a listener. Because if you're going to choose to go electric and you feel you're doing your part in the environment, good for you. But you should not have to have a financial incentive for that.
No, and it shouldn't be government's job. If it works and it makes sense, people will buy it. I mean, and that's what it comes down to. It works for people in Vancouver, so you can't keep them in the showroom. They sell like hotcakes. It doesn't make sense for most people in Alberta, so they can't sell them. And this is the thing where people start to feel like, oh, they're forcing us. Oh, I have to buy an electric vehicle by 2035. It doesn't work for me. I don't want an electric vehicle. I think things will be
very different.
We're
not even going to meet our target, so it doesn't even matter.
We never meet our target. And by the way, we just elected a guy who's completely reversed course on all his green agenda thing, I think.
For now.
He tells us.
For now.
Well, for now. But the bottom line is, if they can't believe in all the things and they're now pivoting, then they need to catch up with the people who have already been questioning.
I don't think it's
stuff.
A question
so again,
of that they don't believe in it. I think that they're pivoting and realizing what the priorities are.
They got to cover their asses.
Mm.
I think they get too ambitious. You're absolutely right, Alex. Like, climate projections and climate statements and we're going to do this by this date and blah, 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 they're meaningless. Absolutely meaningless in this country because we've never hit one. And ever. We don't even come close. Just ignore them. Like, they're literally meaningless. We don't get there. We're not going to get there. And this is the kind of thing, like the EVs, you can't force that on people in 2035 because for some people, it simply doesn't work. I think in one day it will. I think the tech will get there, and maybe it will by 2035. Sure. But people view it where they are now, and it's like, wait a minute. This doesn't work for me for 18 different reasons. Why are you telling me that I need to do this? It's just, I think the government just get the hell out of the way. And if industry makes this so that it works for people, they'll buy it. It's that simple.
We also have some very different problems dealing with the fact that we are in such trouble right now with our economy that these issues are not priority unless you're of the age where money's not your issue, right? If you're comfortable in life and you're going through life of pet causes. But for the majority of the country, right now it's all focal on, like, can I find food for my family?
Am I going to keep my job?
Exactly.
That's what people are worried about.
Speaking of keeping your job, I know we're jumping all over the place, but I do want to get to this story while we can. Jenny Byrne, does she keep her job? There is apparently growing pressure within the Conservative Party of Canada saying, listen, Mr. Polly, if you keep her around, you're going to have a major problem. You're going to have a caucus revolt in your head.
She needed to go 10 years ago. That is the reality. She worked with Harper in 2015, and I actually had a meeting this week with somebody who worked with Stephen Harper, and she said Jenny Byrne needed to go then. When they were trotting out Stephen Harper with the Ford brothers and they were playing bingo, that was their strategy to win over Ontarians? Come on, Alex, you were there.
I was there, but no, I take it from a different I would take it from this. They're going to have to make some changes, but I would say, well, we never heard this language around Katie Telford, right? And I find it odd when you get women in politics.
Actually, we did hear that about... No, we did hear that about Katie Telford.
Well, she's never been... Well, we get lots of criticism, but she's never been to the point where she's got to go. She's got to go.
Problem. Jenny Byrne ran a campaign where the Conservatives have not been able to get into government for 10 years. Doesn't that tell you working? For 10 years, the Conservatives have not been able to get government, and they've been so close in the polls? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't put this election in that category because it was just such a different election because of the NDP. True. I would say this. You cannot discount what she grew that party into. Missteps? Maybe. I mean, there are a lot of different ways that campaign could have gotten. I don't know. Maybe she stays on while they continue to fundraise and get into a situation where they're going to have another election 2 years down the line. I mean, eventually she might not want to stay. I don't know if I would say she has to go right away, because again, Katie Telford's not been pressured to do that. She was dealing with a lot more stuff than Polyev has. These things can be fixed. I don't even know why this is a concern right now. I mean, again, we're not sitting for the summer.
Internally. Let's remember something. This is happening internally with the Conservatives. They're just trying to find someone to blame, and that's what's happening here.
You lose an election when you have a 25-point lead. Someone's got to be held accountable.
These are all these anonymous MPs going, she's got to go. She's got to go.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but then you got, Mark Carney doesn't have a chief of staff. I got to be honest. I just think the people in Ottawa, those working in Ottawa, they got to stop politicking and start working for the people. Because if this election didn't teach them anything, it's cut the crap and do your job. Because people are really hurting. And they don't care about this internal stuff. They just want to know, who's going to make my life affordable? Who's going to keep my community safe?
That's fair.
Right? Make things work. And again, these internal fights, and no one in the real world cares about them. They just want accountability and their services to work.
I think you're absolutely right. That's all anybody ever wants from government. And you make a good point, too. It's like, well, we're not necessarily jumping back into a campaign. We might, God forbid, please no. But we may well be back into a campaign. Who knows when? So it's not like they need to do this today, right? Like, I don't know what it just sends the signal that, hey, we lost bad when we should have won. Well, we didn't lose bad, but we had this huge lead that we blew. So we're going to go in a different direction, maybe a signal that we are holding ourselves accountable. Maybe that's it, because they're not holding Polyev accountable. He's going to win this by-election in Alberta by a landslide soon, and he's right back where he started. So maybe it's trying to have somebody called to account for this.
Maybe it's Mr. Polyev.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I mean, there's so much time. Well, he's very loyal. I think they have a very loyal relationship. I just think time will tell. Maybe she doesn't want to do it for long. This is not a nice business, especially if you're a woman.
No.
Being in that position, can you imagine how thankless that job is, working 24/7? I don't know how any of them do it, frankly. But
no.
I think people do it because they care and they want to do something and they want to make a change. That's how people. That's why people who get in behind the scenes. And Alex, you and I have covered elections over the years, and you know those people who are in the inner circle, they do care and they are tight with their leaders.
They
care about the toxic relationship,
right?
No, they care.
Well, that's
about
what I mean. Yeah.
I mean, look, the reality is that, yes, they're blaming Jenny Byrne for this, but there are a lot of people who need to be blamed for the Conservatives not pivoting when all this tariff talk was happening. And that is what it is at the end of the day.
I gotta be honest, but then you listen to the come on. You had Carney in Trump's office last week. Sorry, there were no elbows up. He ran a campaign based on a crisis, a lot of it of their making, right? Like, it's, where's the crisis now? They're going off, you know, taking the summer off. Again, there were a lot of games played. It torqued up a lot of fear. I would love to have seen the media, you know, challenge Carney a little more on this, right? I think if there were one or two, I think if the campaign were a week longer, I don't know if Kovalyov would have won his seat, but I do think the results might have been changed. A little different because it was so close. But again, ultimately, I think the election result really did say Canadians are very divided and very, very angry.
Oh, no question about it. Very divided. And here's the problem. If you're a conservative in this country, and is this the first cracks
like the
that we see every time with the Conservatives where they tear themselves apart and then they split the vote and we'll get new? I mean, are we starting to see that? That's where the lack of leadership affects Conservatives, where if Polyev can't keep that big tent, that you're right, Jenny Byrne built a big tent. They got more votes than ever.
Yep.
If he can't keep them all in that tent, all hell breaks loose, and we've seen this movie over
Carney
and over.
Carney has to keep this.
No, can we talk about Preston
no
Manning?
And he has to keep his...
Wait
his
a minute.
Like, Carney is going to have a huge challenge trying to, like... I mean, Trudeau had that cabinet and those caucus members in line, right? They couldn't say anything. Carney's, like, letting them do it. That can be a very big problem.
But Shane, you alluded to the Conservatives cannibalizing themselves. Throw in Preston Manning and his opinion piece. Really? Yeah. Did you really need that now at this point?
I know, you're absolutely right. And listen, being in Alberta, we've seen this. If it plays out in Ottawa every once in a while, it happens like the seasons in Alberta. Premiers don't lose elections in Alberta. Their party throws them out. That's what happens to conservative premiers in Alberta every single time. Okay, we've got to squeeze in one last break. Speaking of Parliament, they're going to do a short little session kicking off next week with a visit from the King. So we'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
When you get into a new Tundra, you might suddenly find yourself towing a vintage wooden boat to the lake. Not because you know anything about boats or wood, but because you know you can. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $6,699 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
The Cedar Shop, bringing nature to you.
Find your inspiration today at The Cedar Shop. You already know them for their cedar, but did you know they are also Calgary's largest in-stock inventory of pressure-treated lumber? The Cedar Shop is also home to Calgary's most interactive composite decking display, where you can touch and feel the end product. Ask about Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery, shop in-store, or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
Nestled in the Currie community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of, the Davenport House, and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Currie Green. Book your tour at curriegreen.ca.
Hi Calgary, it's Gord Gillies, inviting you to feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. Win an adventure-ready truck and RV package, a Lincoln Navigator, plus a trip to Fiji, or a $1.4 million dream home package. Every ticket you purchase helps to change the lives of thousands of kids across Alberta. Get your tickets today at childrenshospitallottery.ca.
License 730-858-18 plus. Play responsibly.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable.
Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
A spring organizing poem by Sentinel Storage. Spring is in the air. It's time to declutter, but Ava won't part with the rocking chair she got from her grandmother. Omar's trophies, treasures, and memories are scattered here and there. Need extra space, you say? But where can we store with care? Sentinel Storage. Of course. Indeed. There will be one near you to store your items until they are in need. Go to Sentinel Storage and you'll be filled with glee. If you sign up now, you can try 4 weeks for free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca for details.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeb of Cupboards Express. Our fine quality may seem old-timey, but our style is not. Keeping up with the best of Milan, New York, and Japan, we manufacture over 2,000 door styles right here in Alberta, from timeless classics to the most on-trend fashions. Don't see what you want? We could probably make it. Check out our new Real Slim Shaker Door, a real standout.
A real standout.
Keeping right up to date since 1958. Cupboards Express.
Floods, wildfire, tornado. Severe weather is having a big impact on Canada, and we're all paying the price. That's why the 140,000 people in Canada's insurance industry are working hard on solutions to help Canadians like you adapt to the impacts of severe weather, advocating for better protections to make our communities safer and more resilient. It's all part of our plan to protect the things we love. The people of the home, auto, and business insurance industry, protecting your tomorrow. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
Fairplay Wild Bird Center is your one-stop shop for all things with wings. Did you know with warmer weather here, more birds are arriving, and they're creating greater competition for food? Having a variety of feeders and the correct food types will help attract different species of birds. Fairplay's Wild Bird Center has a vast array of feeders, plus a great selection of feed types available in a few sizes, including our bulk by-the-pound bins. Visit Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
Getting a good start in the morning is essential to a great day. The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz.
You get the kids hooked on Sesame Street, and it happens to be on Netflix. And as they get older, they're still on Netflix. This is a slam dunk, I think, because as a kid, if you have children particularly, PBS is great, and I appreciate what they do down in the States. But it's portable. You can bring Sesame Street with you anywhere now. And as a parent, I like this move.
The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on QR Calgary 770.
We're taking on the biggest headlines with the best talk show hosts in Canada. This is Crosstalk.
We will have the privilege of welcoming His Majesty King Charles III, who will deliver Canada's speech from the throne on May 27th. Her Majesty the Queen will join this visit. This is an historic honor which matches the weight of our times.
Mark Carney, letting Canadians know that King Charles will be in town coming up next week, Tuesday, the 27th. He'll be delivering the throne from the speech. He usually delegates that to the Governor General, but in this instance, he's going to do it himself. And I know you can goof on me all you want, Robin, Alex. I love this. I do. I like the tradition. I like the ceremony. I like the ties to the monarchy. I know it's meaningless. It's ridiculous. It's symbolic.
It's truly symbolic.
It is totally symbolic, but I appreciate it. I really do. I mean, am I the only one? Do you guys think we should? A lot of people think we should be done with the monarchy altogether.
I have no problem with it.
Okay,
I have
good.
No problem with it.
You know, I actually have no problem with this one this time around. Let me say this. It is very symbolic for one.
I would have preferred the Queen, by the way, I would say.
Oh, right. You know, you're right. Yeah, it's symbolic. It's a message that, you know, we're united. It's, you know, it's a little celebrity for Donald Trump as well, because this is, you know, he likes the king. I have no doubt about that. But you know what? We're going to have all these monikers analyze what Charles is wearing. Is there going to be a red, is there a red tie or a red, you know, puff or whatever the case may be? So it's the analysis that cracks me up when it comes to the visit of the monarch. But you know what? It's great. And you know what? It's going to jazz things up for the House of Commons that day. That's how I see it. I don't see it as anything more than that.
You're absolutely right, well, and I love it.
The block does. The block does. They're not happy. They're not going to show up because if anyone's going to separate this country, like they're
so inconsequential now. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if they don't want to show up, they don't have to show up.
That's right. So it'll be interesting to see how all the anti-monarchists feel about this, because ultimately it could be Charles. It could be our king who saves the country should it be annexed by Mr.
Trump. So God save the king after all.
So God save the king. You know, he could be he's our salvationist. Or is he our colonialist? I don't know. How will he be received? I see this is not, it's not bad. I mean, it's a good play.
Yeah, but in his last...
a little bit of a
yeah. But in his last visit, he did express his concerns to the Indigenous community. So I do think that we're going to see a lot of Indigenous representation in Ottawa on that day. No doubt about that. It is a very short visit, and I think there will also be questions about the health of the king.
No question. Yeah, he's only here for 2 days. He was supposed to come before and couldn't because of his health. So you're right. I mean, it is... It's a bit of a lift, I guess, for if you want to put it that way, for him to get here this time. I really don't know if this has any impact on Trump. I don't know if Trump sees this as a middle finger to him.
Not at all. He's going to be like star power. Yeah, good on you. And that's
unless he gets invited. But the bottom line, it serves as a bit of a distraction. But ultimately, look, Mark Carney's got to set like an agenda so that people understand in this country of what's going on, right? Like the anxiety, I think, is here where people are like, okay, fine, you won. But what are you going to do, right? They're not going to put the budget out. They should have. But I think there's this real kind of sense of like, okay, now what? Like, you've got the throne speech. Now what? Okay, you sit for 2 weeks and then what? Like, what are we supposed to do? So again, he might get a couple of headlines out of it that get attention, but ultimately, I think Canadians don't want the ceremony. They want to know what's going on.
Yeah,
for sure.
We've
and they're
the
only going
to
be listen. Canadians on average are not going to be watching the throne speech in general, but because the king is there, they might be tuning in a little bit more.
It has not a draw this time. Absolutely,
certainly Carney's voters will.
Oh, I'm sure
the older generation, they've got the time to watch it, right?
Yeah. Hey, the hour's gone. That's it. We're done. We got to get out of here. It's always fun, and we will do it again next week. Crosstalk, joined today by Alex Pearson from Ontario and Robin Gill from BC. I am Shea Ganim in Alberta. And like I said, we do it every week. So we'll have another episode of Crosstalk coming up for you next week.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
You're retiring. You're entering the most vulnerable stage in your life. Can you afford it?
If you have saved $1 million or more, will that actually support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life?
You need a retirement transition specialist in your corner.
I'm Dave Popowich.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, and we're the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy.
We understand the unique challenges you face as you're approaching or living in retirement. You can minimize taxes, protect your income, grow your savings, and ensure your family is taken care of when you're gone with the help of experienced professionals.
We've retired with hundreds of Albertans using our investment process specifically designed to address the complex issues that come with this stage of life.
You need to have confidence in your advisor because retirement is more than leaving a career. It's starting the next chapter. Don't settle for financial advisors who say, we do retirement planning too. Retirement is all we do.
Call the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group at 403-966-8400 or visit pkag.ca. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and member of CIPF and IROC. If you are a current CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor.
Ready for a getaway that's a hole-in-one? Welcome to St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, your perfect escape. Nestled in the scenic Cranbrook area, they're proud to be a KOA RV park, offering spacious RV sites, two deluxe cabins for cozy comfort, and trailer rentals for easy living. And when you're not relaxing by the fire, you can play their world-class golf course. Your once-in-a-lifetime memory awaits. Book your stay today at steugene.ca.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems. Like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza. Or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done.
Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
How would you like to be remembered?
Designing a service that reflects your unique personality and wishes is what we here at Arbor Memorial do best. We believe that every life is special and every funeral should be as well. Our Arbor Calgary locations, Edenbrook, Mountain View, and Ladens, feature park-like grounds and beautiful chapels that are available for tours. To receive your free planning guide, visit us at arborcalgary.ca.
Arbor Memorial is a 2023 winner of Canada's Best Managed Companies.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
You know that you always get a great price on premium used vehicles at House of Cars, but now you can get even more. Don't miss the amazing giveaway happening now at House of Cars. There are weekly draws for incredible prizes, barbecues, TVs, Yeti mugs and coolers, remote starters and more. Plus, you could win the grand prize of 10 grand. No strings attached and no purchase necessary. Enter in person at House of Cars. Find the location closest to you and shop for your new ride at houseofcars.com.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Thomas Dias. It's 24 degrees at 4 o'clock. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he plans to move briskly on his governing agenda when Parliament opens this week. Carney outlined his legislative agenda to his Liberal caucus this afternoon in a speech meant to rally the troops. Carney vowed to quickly bring in measures to make life more affordable, along with new legislation to remove internal trade barriers and fast-track infrastructure projects to help boost the economy.
We will deliver these mandates with urgency and determination. We are going to get going from minute one.
Carney says his first priority will be delivering a tax cut he promised during the election campaign. He plans to slash the lowest income bracket by 1 point. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre met with his caucus today, saying conservatives need to keep fighting for the issues they ran on during the campaign, like cutting taxes and cracking down on crime. Poilievre says Canadians who voted conservative deserve to have their voices heard in Parliament.
They voted for hope, for a change. And while we narrowly missed forming government, we now have every duty to fulfill that hope and fight for that change. And that change means a Canada that is affordable, safe, self-reliant, and united.
Poilievre also said